This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Skateboards, Christmas lights, and patio torches from China get exempted from recent U.S. tariffs, and a few more things. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The U.S. and China are continuing trade talks today in Washington. These are mid-level meetings designed to lay groundwork. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from Washington. Nancy, what's been on the agenda this week?
They're probably talking a lot about agriculture. The U.S. wants China to import more American commodities like soybeans. Washington is also pressuring Beijing to stop shipments of fentanyl to the U.S. The Chinese want the U.S. to reduce tariffs on their products.
Fentanyl, the painkiller. What are presumed sticking points?
The Hong Kong protests are looming in the background. Beijing wants the U.S. to loosen sanctions against the Chinese telecom equipment maker Huawei. But both sides have made some goodwill gestures. President Trump delayed an increase of tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. The Trump administration has also granted tariff exemptions on more than 400 Chinese imports, including holiday lights and plastic straws. And the Chinese delegation is going to visit American farms next week.
Farms. And the point of these mid-level discussions?
Well, they're trying to work out these differences so the talks can advance to a higher level next month. That could lead to a meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi, possibly this November.
NMG, we like to call her. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. People in more than 100 countries have begun taking to the streets today as part of a global climate strike. It's called to push politicians to do more to stop climate change. This is ahead of the United Nations Climate Action Summit Monday. The demonstrations are being driven by school-age activists, but the movement is forcing choices for businesses. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Youth organizers of today's climate strike called on adults to join in and disrupt business as usual. And that's just what ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's is doing, shutting down stores, corporate headquarters, and production lines.
We have always tried to operate our business in a way that does less bad and more good.
Chris Miller, the company's head of social mission, says they wanted to encourage staff to participate in the climate action. But at tech giant Amazon, employees are taking things into their own hands.
I had been waiting and waiting for someone in a place of power to make a change and then realize that the change isn't going to come unless you actually stand up and try to make that change happen.
Production manager Rebecca Shepherd is one of about 1,500 Amazon workers planning to walk off the job today. They join workers at Microsoft and Google in taking collective action to demand their employers do more to address climate change. Duke business professor Aaron Chatterjee says it's part of a wave of employee activism in highly competitive industries like tech.
I think companies have been very explicit to bring your whole self to work.
And today, he says, that means bringing social and political beliefs into the workplace. But while highly sought-after tech workers might feel empowered to speak out, they might not be legally protected, says Sharon Block, who heads the Labor and Work-Life Program at Harvard Law School. Federal labor law does protect workers' rights to organize, even outside of a union, but...
Where it can get a little tricky, though, is it's got to be something related to the workplace.
Traditionally, things like hours or wages. Rebecca Shepherd at Amazon says she's taking action whether it's protected or not.
If there's any sort of retaliation for that, Amazon isn't the sort of company I want to work for.
Yesterday, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos responded to some of the demands of workers, promising to cut emissions by 2040, but employees still plan to walk out to push for greater action. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
For instance, thousands of young people are set to demonstrate in Lower Manhattan today. New York has the largest public school district in the country, and it's letting students attend the demonstration with a parent's note. Teachers are not allowed to attend. The district says there are rules about ensuring a, quote, politically neutral learning environment. Teachers are free to teach about the science of climate change. More than 100,000 people showed up for the climate strike today in Melbourne, Australia, 80,000 in Sydney. Note that in a few countries, including New Zealand and Italy, the climate demonstration will be held a week from now. Marketplace helps you stay sharp on crucial matters related to business, the economy, and money. And to help you do some numbers of your own, you can get your very own Marketplace Pencil Pack when you become a Marketplace investor today. It's a set of six pencils, each stamped with a favorite Marketplace quote, yours for a donation of just $5 a month. Support public service journalism and get your pencil pack today at marketplace.org. And thank you. Some supermarkets already sell Beyond Meat's patty that bleeds juices, hamburger style, but until now its rival Impossible Burger has only been a restaurant thing. In Southern California today, shoppers will get their first crack at doing the impossibles at home. An upscale grocery chain called Gelson's, the company, Impossible Foods, has a stated goal of rendering animal meat superfluous in the next 15 years, but home cooks and the outdoor grill crowd will have to get on board. Here's Marketplace's Ben Bradford.
Impossible Meat looks like its raw ground beef counterpart, a red 12-ounce block sealed in plastic. Impossible Foods CFO David Lee says there are no special cooking directions.
You don't really have to tell a home chef to do anything different.
But convincing that home chef to take a chance on this faux meat has taken years of marketing. That's why the brand introduced its burger at high-end restaurants, says Jill Fela at retail consultancy Mintel.
Chefs really help set so many food trends, and they help guide consumers' palates.
The company plans to follow a similar strategy with supermarkets, starting at high-end chains like Gelson's and then expanding to more mass-market groceries. But Impossible Foods has new competition from major food companies like Kellogg and Tyson, says Arun Sindaram at CFRA Research.
The past couple weeks, tons of companies have introduced new product lines in the plant-based meat space.
CFRA estimates the alternative meats industry could be worth $100 billion by the end of next decade. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
And today's the day the iPhone 11s are released into the wild. There were people lining up at Apple stores, including in Sydney, Australia, where across town 80,000 people turned out for the climate strike. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.